We are happy to continue our weekly feature on the roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It is our chance to speak in and check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important issues and why they do indeed matter. We talk about the Vermont Humanities Council's Civil War Book of Days event, which is a fascinating one to honor the sesquicentennial of the Civil War. The Vermont Humanities Council has launched the Civil War Book of Days. They did so in 2010, and they basically tell emails and events that remind people what happened each week 150 years earlier during the Civil War. It's a fascinating project and certainly has been an interesting one over this time. And we welcome two guests to our program. Peter Gilbert is the Vermont Humanities Executive Director. He has been VHC's Executive Director since 2002 and Robert Frost Executor and Literary Trustee since 1992. Peter, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Rolf, the last name is pronounced Diamant?
Diamant.
Rolf Diamant is a retired superintendent of Marsh Billings Rockefeller Park in Woodstock, Vermont. He's on the faculty of the University of Vermont and is writing and lecturing on the Olmsteads, conservation history, and the U.S. National Park System. And it's a delight to have you both with us. Thank you very much. Peter, let us begin with you of how the Civil War Book of Days came to be, this project.
Well, it's as you say, it's a weekly email that goes out to anyone who would like to receive it. It is a project intended to advance greater understanding of the Civil War, especially for people who aren't really already interested in it, to have people realize that history, even Civil War history, is far broader than military history. It deals with the role of women. It deals with politics, international relations, economics, race, technology, and so many more things. So every week we send out a brief email that describes something that happened or something that was written that week, something perhaps about a famous incident looked at from a new point of view, like Gettysburg, seen from a new perspective, a topic or an event that warrants better understanding and greater visibility, and also letters or comments that events that really put a human face on this gargantuan struggle.
Certainly gargantuan, and it is interesting to have this weekly reminder of different things that are happening and a wonderful timeline. How do you incorporate documents and the events that you choose? How does that process work and ultimately make them available to people?
Well, through research, we've tried to identify little nuggets, little incidents or texts, perhaps a speech by Frederick Douglass or Abraham Lincoln or the Vice President of the Confederacy that really speak with great power to what was going on or an important incident. There was a letter you may remember in Ken Burns' film, The Civil War, a letter from a soldier named Ballou that just knocked people out,
right,
the power of that human experience. And so we're looking for similar documents or texts that really pack a punch and inspire or move us or help us understand in a new way what this is all about.
Rolf, tell us a little bit about your involvement in the project.
Well, on occasion, I've been privileged to submit some little pieces of my own, but it's been a real pleasure to work with the Humanities Council on this project because it's really taking people from a kind of a 30,000-foot perspective and bringing them down to a much finer level of detail and a slower examination of people. You know, we think of events as preordained, but in fact, they are not preordained. Are choices that people make, and to be able to see that evolution of thinking and to see opportunities presented and understand intended and unintended consequences, and it really gives people a perspective on our history and the world around us today.
Speak to its importance, and I think this is interesting not just for, all of us, obviously, but for Vermont as a whole and through the overall work that the Council and that the Humanities Council does.
Well, Peter, you may want to pick this up as well, but I have to say, if I may, that this is the right role for the Humanities Council, and I think for all Humanities Councils, because it's not only exposing people to new ideas and new perspectives, but it encourages critical thinking. You know, Peter talked about looking at this history from many different perspectives, and being able to see the world turned upside inside out and upside down a little bit. And this project, enormously ambitious project, the Civil War Book of Days, really, I think, enhances the capacity of people to better understand and make sense of the world around them.
Peter?
Well, this is just one of the projects that we do, but this autumn, every year we do an annual fall conference. This November's topic is going to be related to the Civil War. It's not going to be about the war itself, but rather its ongoing effects. And so that's why History Matters, is not because it's something that happened and is dead and behind us. What are the ongoing effects of this war on American culture, on American society? And so we're going to be gathered on November 14th and 15th in Burlington at the University of Vermont to hear from and some really extraordinary scholars and experts on that topic, various ideas of it. So the goal is to have people think deeply about these issues, to be engaged, invited, encouraged to learn more on their own as well.
Rolf, it seems...
And if I may add... We're still, this is a project still in motion, so if people want to sign up after listening today to the book, the Civil War Book of Days, they can by just going online to vermonthumanities.org, and they can sign up for a weekly window on the Civil War Book of Days.
It is vermonthumanities.org, and a reminder also that you can also see past editions of the Civil War Book of Days, so you can catch up as well. I think, Rolf, it's safe to say that in reading some of those in the past that you've sent out over time, that some of the lesser-known events are often some of the most fascinating.
I couldn't agree more. We tend to think of this history in terms of these of large battles and... major speeches, but in fact, it's these little events which are, I guess you would call them epiphanies. They're moments when you begin to see that the world is changing. And only by taking the time and being able to go a little bit deeper do you get a sense of how these choices were made and why they were made.
Do you ever look for the opportunity, Peter, to make the Vermont connection?
Yes, we do. There are sometimes some of the letters that we quote, some of the people that are involved are Vermonters, but it's not limited to that. Anybody across the country, in fact, we have countless subscribers who get this information from around the country, even overseas as well. So our scope is, it's not focused on Vermont, though it does include Vermont voices and stories.
And as it does, I assume, all the states. I mean, this is our story, and so there's a lot of various facets to it.
That's exactly right. You mentioned lesser-known incidents. The day after Christmas, during the war, 38 Sioux Indians were executed in Minnesota. They were hanged for insurrection, and had Lincoln not intervened on that, 303 Native Americans would have been executed because of an uprising. They were starving under not favorable circumstances to the community around them. And so there's a story that is an incredibly powerful and important one, but one that isn't necessarily well known.
And even for a well-known event, let's say Battle of Gettysburg, you try to look at something that people perhaps would not have known about that.
That's exactly right. One of the most compelling images from some of the reading that we've done is recollections of a soldier, and his book is called Turned Inside Out. And what it refers to is walking across the battlefield and seeing the dead bodies and their pockets turned inside out. They had all been pickpocketed, robbed, the deceased bodies robbed by people coming across the battlefield afterwards. That's a stunning and powerful kind of evocation of an incident that we really look at now in a new way.
You say evocation, and I think, Rolf, when in the pieces that you submit, it seems that you really want to give people a very concrete sense of what it is like for a people who have been there and went through that part of the war.
Well, in particular, you asked about the experience of from perspective of Vermonters in Vermont. You know, I've written a little bit about Vermonters who went to Louisiana, and this was the Deep South, and they went very early on in the war, and their experiences were changed the way they looked at the world completely. This was an opportunity also to begin to think about the question of the future role of African Americans, of slaves and refugees in the Union Army. So huge consequences from this early experience where Vermonters were in the vanguard.
Rolf Diamant and Peter Gilbert have been our guests this morning, telling us about the Vermont Humanities Council's Civil War Book of Days, which is a fascinating project. You can find out more by going to vermonthumanities.org, vermonthumanities.org, and can click on and be a part of the e-newsletter and also read past editions of the Civil War Book of Days. Peter and Rolf, I thank you very much for spending time and sharing with us and for the great work you're doing in this project.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you so
much. Thanks a lot, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.